5 years after it started, the Moral Monday movement in North Carolina is still going on.
What do you want?
Justice!
Protest chants echoed across from the Macon County Courthouse as the Moral Monday rally made its way to Franklin. The movement began in 2013 as religious leaders and others were arrested for protesting at the North Carolina State Legislature in Raleigh. In 2016, then-North Carolina NAACP President Reverend Dr. William Barber spoke to around 300 people in Sylva and Jackson County. Barber co-founded the Poor People's Campaign, which works alongside Moral Monday rallies to discuss what he sees as moral issues. This week's rally in Franklin brought the movement even further west, says Reverend Dr. T. Anthony Spearman. He is the current president of the North Carolina NAACP. Spearman says it's important to include rural areas in the conversation, even if they historically vote conservative.
Well, I think there's always a significant point in people coming because there are people that are hurting everywhere. And this fight that we're fighting is, to tell the truth about it, it's not really Republican versus Democrat. It's about right versus wrong. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. So sometimes we can speak to folk beyond the divides of politics, and I think that's what I, you know, what inspires me the most.
Locals spoke at the rally about healthcare, education, and the opioid crisis. Spearman also reminded citizens to vote.
Yes, we've got to get out the vote. And I, you know, it doesn't matter who you vote for, but I think stimulating civic engagement to the point that we get more people out to the polling place is the most significant thing.
Around 90 people attended the rally, according to the Jackson County NAACP, which helped host the event. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.